Illegal alien accused of killing 24-year-old sheriff's deputy had criminal history but feds failed to deport him. By John Binder on September 22, 2022. The illegal alien accused of killing 24-year-old Weld County, Colorado sheriff's deputy Alexis Hynutz, just 1 week before her 25th birthday, had a criminal history, but federal agents failed to deport him. As Breitbart News reported, 36-year-old illegal alien Norberto Garcia Gonzalez has been arrested and charged with killing Hynutz in a hit-and-run drunk driving crash on September 18, just about a week before her 25th birthday. Garcia Gonzalez was reportedly carrying a fake green card along with a fake Social Security card that he likely used to fraudulently gain employment in Colorado. New details in the case reveal that Garcia Gonzalez had a criminal record, but the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, had failed on a number of occasions to deport him from the United States. In particular, Garcia Gonzalez was apprehended crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona in March 2007. At the time, he was given a voluntary order to return to Mexico. At a later unknown date, Garcia Gonzalez again illegally entered the U.S. via the southern border and settled in Colorado, where he was arrested in 2011 for drunk driving. A year later, he was convicted of the drunk driving charge. In 2013, Garcia Gonzalez was convicted again of drunk driving as well as for a hit and run. DHS, though, seemingly never deported Garcia Gonzalez, and he remained in Colorado, where he is now charged with killing Hynutz. Hynutz joined the Weld County Sheriff's Office as a detentions deputy at the county jail in 2018 and said in a Facebook post at the time that the law enforcement job was what I was meant to do. Garcia Gonzalez is currently being held in Weld County on a $500,000 bail. He has been charged with leaving the scene of a fatal crash and reckless driving involving death. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.